Podium Audio presents Can't Be Broken. Written by Mel Dow. Performed by Anna Lynn Wright and Tony Isabella.
Whimsy Coral Taylor.
Baby, the vacation was everything that I needed. Yeah, you know I have to take care of my lady. You've been busting your ass at the spa, so you deserve it.
Teddy was proud of his love. Whimsy and her fiancé of 2 years, Teddy, had just come back from a little getaway that was much needed for her. She'd been busy getting all her certifications and licenses. She'd gotten her cosmetology license when she graduated high school. A year later, she wanted something else under her belt. She ventured on to not only get her esthetician license, but she found the time to obtain a license to do nails. Her grandmother, Melanie, told her that her hands were gifted from a young age. Being from Miami, Florida, there was always a market for helping people feel attractive as well as pampering themselves. After getting her licenses for her talents, she leased a suite to offer all her services. That became expensive quickly as she did not have a robust clientele. Her social media pages caught the eye of a high-end spa, and she was offered a job. The best benefit of working for the spa was you weren't responsible for booth rent. You were paid a base hourly pay and commission of 40%. Being able to do hair, nails, and handle skin and body care made her the biggest asset to the spa. She loved working at the spa, and at the age of 22, she was offered the manager position, which she graciously accepted. Being the manager gave her amazing insight into the operations of the spa. One example was how much the masseuses brought in. It was never too late to get yet another license, making her even more of an asset. Whimsy walked over to Teddy, wrapping her arms around him before she kissed his lips. She loved everything about this man. She met him in the club when she went to celebrate her 21st birthday. Most say that you can't find love in the club, but this was clearly an exception to the rule. They dated for a year before he proposed on her 22nd birthday, at the same place that they originally met.
You know I love you more than anything, right?
She didn't love him as much as her granny Melanie, but he didn't need to know that. Teddy smacked her ass.
You fucking better.
He loved taking care of a woman who could take care of herself. After a kiss to her lips, he removed himself from her arms to jump in the shower. The jet lag of being in California for a week and flying back was already catching up to him.
Hey, come take a shower with me,
he told her without turning around to face her. Whimsy would never miss a chance to shower with her man. Teddy was 8 years older than her, at 32 years old. The club that she was in on her birthday was owned by him. The club was one of the hottest in Miami, attracting celebrities almost weekly. That allowed him to provide a very nice living situation for him and his fiancé. They lived in a high-rise condominium with a beautiful blue beach right outside of their balcony. After a nice, sensual session of shower sex, and, of course, washing, they were both spent. The bed was calling them with aggression, and they had no problem being bullied into it. As she did every night, Whimsy cuddled into Teddy's fluffy body. She never imagined herself with a big boy. He dispelled all the myths about fat boys having little dicks. Sleep found them quickly.
Ow! Whimsy screeched at the feeling of Teddy gripping her arm tightly.
It took her a minute to assess the situation, to realize that Teddy looked in distress.
Teddy? Teddy! What's wrong, baby? What's wrong?
Without waiting for a response, she grabbed her phone to dial emergency services.
Yes, yes, something is wrong with my fiancé. Please help me!
The emergency operator confirmed the address before asking more probing questions.